thousands of people in need of help.
Seeing a huge jump in unemployment numbers in Oregon. Filings jumped to more than 18,000 yesterday. That is up from just 800 on Sunday.
Crippling wait times.
Well, a record number of Americans filed for jobless claims last week, 3.3 million people. That is the highest number of initial jobless claims.
Calls that go nowhere.
Today, the Oregon Employment Department released new record numbers. During the last full week of March alone, they received nearly 93,000 initial unemployment claims.
While assistance programs teeter on the edge of collapse, questions linger about how prepared for record-setting unemployment Washington and Oregon were. This is the COIN Podcast Network coverage of the coronavirus pandemic.
From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a COIN 6 digital exclusive.
Hello again, Jenny.
Hi, Ian.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, much better than many of the people I have to talk to every day.
Jenny Young covers employment for COIN 6 News, and she has been tracking this story for weeks. Jenny, the last time we talked was the day McMenamins laid off almost 3,000 of its workers. Powell's followed the following day with about 1,000 more. It's really tough to imagine that was only 17 days ago.
That seems like it was 3 months ago. It seems like old news. Every day you're talking to more and more people who are just in despair.
Can you walk me through, in normal times, how a state unemployment assistance office is supposed to work?
You lose your job, you go online, or you call the unemployment department, file what's called an initial claim. They process that claim. Once it's approved, if it's approved, you go and file for weekly benefits. The checks are going to be receiving weekly. After you have filed for the weekly benefits, you're required to wait 1 week before you can start receiving benefits. I would say it's about 2 weeks from the time you lose your job until you start seeing benefits, maybe less than 2 weeks. But what we're seeing now, people have no idea when they're going to get their money. They can't even get through to the unemployment office to find out if their initial claim went through. That is how backed up the unemployment department is.
So you and I last talked on March 18th. Most recent reports from the federal government say roughly 10 million new people are filing for unemployment nationwide since then. Thursday of this week, we learned that both Oregon and Washington are shattering their previous records for claims on a weekly basis.
So this week, the unemployment department says that there were 92,700 initial claims, and that was just the week of March 22nd. 21% increase from the previous record, which was just a week before. So the week of March 15th, they saw 76,500 claims. They're shattering records. And then this week in Washington, they spiked at almost 182,000 for the week of the 22nd. That's a 41% increase from the previous week. It's hard to get your mind around those numbers.
So, Jenny, as you've been reporting on this, you're talking to a lot of people, newly unemployed people, who say the system just isn't holding up.
No. How could it? They're just swimming in claims. They're drowning in claims. I talked to a guy this week who said that he wakes up in the morning and it's basically his job to call unemployment and try to get through them. And he will spend all day doing that. 750 times he called in one day, 750 times, and was never able to talk to anybody. He either got a busy signal or a generic message from Verizon saying they couldn't process the call.
There's a lot of criticism being voiced that the state systems weren't prepared. You've heard from representatives with the Oregon Unemployment Department. What have they told you?
You know, honestly, you have to ask, how could they be prepared for something like this? Obviously, they dealt with the Great Recession in 2008, and I know that they did evaluate their response after that and put some measures in place in the event that something like this would happen again. But this is totally unprecedented. Think about those numbers, 182,000 in Washington in 1 week, 76,000 in Oregon in 1 week. How could you have the infrastructure to deal with that?
That leads me into my next question. The idea of preparing for something of this magnitude is so foreign. I have to imagine that in either state, if unemployment department officials would have gone to state lawmakers and said, hey, we need to quadruple our capacity or even more, they would have been laughed at.
So I would agree with that. You know, at the beginning of this pandemic, a lot of requests of a similar nature anywhere in the country would have been laughed out of the room. But the response that's needed is not a joke. I mean, you have to also think about how sudden this was. They didn't have time to make those requests before they were drowning in claims.
Going forward, did the Oregon Unemployment Department explain how they're going to work to improve?
Absolutely. They immediately started moving people from other parts of the department to processing claims. So basically, everybody's processing claims at this point. And then they started hiring more people to process claims. They're still working to hire more people. People appreciate what the department is doing. People have patience, but you can only tell them that so many times. People are losing their jobs. They're desperate. They're hopeless.
Where is Oregon Governor Kate Brown in all of this?
Well, we reached out to her office. We got a response from her office saying that she understands how critical the benefits are right now and how stressful the times are for Oregon families, but really didn't give any hard answer about what can be done to help these folks in the employment department who are drowning in claims.
As we're wrapping up here, what should newly unemployed people be prepared for, and how should they go about getting assistance?
Do what you're supposed to do. Go online. If you don't have internet access, call your unemployment department. File that initial claim. And I think you should be prepared for, you know, the anxiety that could creep in, and be prepared to wait. You know, when you think about this, you look at the massive number, and then you think about the individuals. Nearly 260,000 people in Oregon and Washington filed for unemployment just last week. 260,000. That's 260,000 individuals with an individual story about how they lost their job, how they're struggling, who depends on them, do they have a savings? If so, how fast are they going to blow through that savings? There's a moratorium on rent right now, but there's still other bills to pay. How are they going to do it? And then you get busy signals when you call the unemployment department. The people at the unemployment department need help processing these claims. They are working long hours. And like I said a couple of times in this podcast, they're drowning in those claims.
Jenny Young, thanks for some insight into this story that's obviously very important to a lot of people out there, and I wish you the best. Washington unemployment officials say they will be working through the weekend to fix some of the issues with their claims website, and they will be adding additional staff to call centers. Also today, Portland Public Schools says staff is working around the clock to be able to start distance learning as scheduled on Monday, April 13th. And TriMet has announced they will start limiting bus ridership to slow the spread of coronavirus. For now, only 15 people will be allowed on each bus at any one time. Thank you for listening to the Coin6 Podcast Network coverage of the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Ian Costello. Stay safe, take care of yourselves, and I'll talk to you soon.
The Coin6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the Coin6 Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.